I welcome you to Ran Out of Talent Podcast. We can't thank you enough for checking in, taking it in, listening to the stats. Joey Fitzsimmons, co-host. You got Joe Jr. running the show. Me, I'm main man, just trying to just rip up a couple freestyles just for you tuning in to Ran Out of Talent. But if you ever run out of talent, don't take no time, don't take anything. Just get Holden Jr. with Joey and talk.
All right, we're back. How's it going, guys?
It's going well. I guess as good as it can be.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good pre-show discussion that will stay pre-show discussion, but Zach's rocking the Ran Out of Talent shirt. So am I. Got the old one. Freaking. Yeah. I've been doing snow removal for my driveway all day long.
At least it's wet.
It's horrible. Really sticking. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's sticking, but, like, the roads are, like, still prime.
Fritz says, first fan from Taiwan. He's over. He will not come back to Minnesota until the snow's gone.
I don't blame him.
I don't either. Not one bit.
What time is it over there, Fritz?
Yeah, it's got to be morning.
I had to mow my grass yesterday, so.
I was going to do my yard work last week, but I'm like, it was a little chilly. It was very windy. It's like, yeah, I'll wait to get it ready for spring. No, I'm glad I did, because it would have been a couple $100 worth of fertilizer and seed wasted and all that junk. He says, oh, he's driving to a big asphalt track right now. Yeah. I saw pictures of it on Fritz's page. He's 13 hours ahead of us, so they're looking at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Is he going to the TITC track?
I don't know. Fritz, are you going to the
Thailand? I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. He goes over to Taiwan during the winter times, and oh, he says he's driving. So he probably can't really talk too much, texting and driving. Well, he can, but I don't know.
He should not.
Anyways.
Craziness.
Yeah, what really sucks about the snow, though, it's just clogging my snowblower every single pass. Oh, he put up a maps link. Anyways, let's get into it. We had a few, we had a local race here and there. We had the DNC last week. We had the INS round. Oh, he moved to Taiwan permanently. I don't believe it. Do you believe it, Joey?
No, I don't.
So, Zach, Fritz is a guy who lived in Minnesota. He actually, before he got into RC, he owned an aquarium store, and he did very well in other, you know, aspects of life to where he didn't have to do the aquarium store anymore. But before he got into RC, he met a ton of RC people at his aquarium store. I don't know if that's how he got into it, but yeah, he's going to come visit for the challenge in the MMR challenge and the Bone Crusher. Those are good races, good on-road races. I believe Richard goes to the challenge every now and again. At least he has. So, anyway, do you guys want to talk about how wrong I was about DNC results?
As Zach said, I think we were all wrong.
Yeah.
I wasn't as wrong. I mean, you guys weren't as wrong as I was. I said David Ronald Falk will not make the A-main with the X-ray, and there will be no Mugens in the A-main.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, you counting out Mayfield at that race, and what I didn't do my homework as much as I thought I did. I kind of glanced over some things.
Right.
And I didn't really put it together. I was listening to shout out to Keenan and Max and whoever else is on the No Name RC podcast. I was listening to them, and they
traitor
some.
No. I listened to him as well. Even the 5 hour long rants. Go ahead.
I just do it while I work.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize how dominant Mayfield was at these past events.
Sure.
I probably would have put him towards the top of the list. Not to like kind of count him out, but I just, there's so many good people. Like, who do you pick?
Yeah, it's like a world's junior. Like, you have all the legitimate European drivers. You have all the legitimate American drivers. You're missing a couple guys from South America, and you're missing a couple guys from Asia, but that's about it.
Where did Hecker come from?
Fucking guy. Dude, it was...
He switched to techno.
That techno... Well, the techno truggies.
The truggy.
Yeah, the techno truggies... As an associated guy, a techno truggy on a track like that is so hard to beat. I mean, weren't the top three or four spots techno in that one?
I think it was techno 1, 2, 3.
In the truggy.
I forget.
I have to look.
Yeah, it was the whole top of the grid.
I think, well, they counted and six technos in the truggy mains, yeah. Which is really dominant.
But the biggest winner in that whole buggy field, though, is S-Works in the Nitro buggy field.
Mm-hmm.
I
think good in e-buggy, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Fritz is saying Chad and Fritz switched from fishing to RC, and Brian Post was one of his customers and took him under his wing, and Chad's checking in. So, anyways, S-Works... Boots comes out of nowhere and wins the freaking thing.
It was Mayfield, Fenn, Boots, Figueredo, and Barufalo.
Is that Truggy?
That was Truggy.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have like...
Is that E-Truggy or Nitro?
That was Nitro Truggy. And Fenn had second place wrapped up, but he landed... He ran out of fuel on the last lap. So, yeah, dude, that Mayfield was as well. I don't know how they get 9 minutes. I think they do the old Adam Drake trick. They just lean it until it to where it still runs and feather the trigger so they don't pop their motors. I don't know how else you get 9 minutes. Especially on a track that size. That track was massive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to say Van Dalen and Fend were the only sub or in the 42s in the Truggy A main. What happened to Van Dalen? Because he was up there in the beginning and then all of a sudden he fell back a little bit and he broke.
What he told me is the shock standoff screw came loose. And he rode around like that for 4 laps until it finally came off.
That sucks.
I check your screws.
Yep.
It's how I lose most of my races is because I didn't do my maintenance on the stand.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Eric Hogarth checking in. He's one of the top dogs at the Dakota Slideways Club. They're having the Midwest Nationals coming up in the middle of July. Check them out, guys. Sorry, I'm trying to do all my plugs at once too. So anyways, yeah, Truggy was fun. Fenn, man, he was pressuring Mayfield. Mayfield just didn't move off of his line, and Fenn tapped out a couple of times, and he ended up running out of fuel. Buggy,
I think that's Fenn's story of the weekend, though.
I know. Buggy, I did not watch because it was just way too late.
I didn't watch any of them.
Oh, well, I had I had it qualifying on at work in the back. I had like a little like postage stamp size browser open at work. So I was kind of watching at work. And then I was watched. So it's actually perfect timing. I saw the very end of the E-Buggy A main to where like five guys went across the line in one shot. That was insane. Like the UFC card finishes and I'm like, oh, I'm going to turn on DNC. And then all of a sudden I turn it on and it's literally the last corner and a bunch of guys blasting across the finish line. I'm like, what the hell just happened? And it was just a spectacular finish. Live RC released an E-Buggy A main for free. Go back and watch the last 1 minute of it because it is phenomenal.
I didn't watch the E-Buggy A, but I was told it was a 10-car freight train.
Yeah.
For the first, like, four-ish minutes.
Yeah. And then, you know, the truggy main started. It was like 40-plus, 50-plus. So I just stayed up and watched all the truggy mains. I went to bed around 11 o'clock, and then it looked like the schedule is looking about the same for Nitro Buggy. It's like, there's no way I can stay up.
I totally forgot about the Nitro Buggy, eh?
It was
to bed. It was like, what, 1 o'clock in the morning by the time they got done?
Something here? Like that. That's just, I can't do it. So, yeah, it was a great time. It looked like it was a great time. It was fun to watch. I was way wrong. You know, it's... Here's a question. Let's say Frankie Contreras Jr. takes this scenario he did this weekend in E-Buggy or a Nitro Buggy at the DNC. And let's say he goes to some of the East Coast races like Psycho Nitro Blast, which I think is coming up next week, and SIC, and let's say he, you know,
AMS.
Let's say he does other than West Coast races. And then let's say he turns...
You can hit like 10 big races for 8K.
Oh, dude, there's something every weekend, it seems like.
Makes me wonder if any of the Europeans are staying to maybe go to Psycho.
You know, that wouldn't be a bad plan. It's so... You know they're not spending their own money, and that's a lot of money for a manufacturer to put... fly him back across the country and then put him up for another two extra weeks. But I'm sure they'll...
I wonder if they do that for Ronafal, though.
They might. X-Ray might.
I thought Ronafal a couple years ago, maybe last year, Ronafal stayed for Psycho.
He might have.
Well, he could have done some testing for them because, again, X-Ray doesn't have any drivers and for off-road 8-scale.
Yeah.
I said like that, but so they need somebody.
I know his first year with Miyako, him and JQ came to the United States a month early before DNC and went all over California and practiced. So, but yeah, so let's say Frankie like decides he wants to do this. Let's say he puts baseball aside and graduates early and gets done with everything, and he's like, all right, I want to race RC cars professionally. What manufacturer do you see him going with? Because Mugen will not give him a paycheck. That is why... Huh?
HB.
HB's not paying their... They pay Cole, because Cole wouldn't stay if they didn't pay. But they didn't pay Pavitas. They didn't pay the Fullers. They didn't pay anybody. I mean,
that argument's terrible, Joe, because all the other drivers left because they didn't get paid. So
yeah, everybody except for Ogden left because they didn't get paid. So Ogden must have got paid, but that's it. Maybe Frankie can take over Ogden's spot because Ogden, you know, moments of brilliance, but he's not performing.
You could go X-Ray again because
yeah,
you don't have anybody, so
yeah. But that's the reason why Mayfield left Mugen, was because Mugen's like, cool, you want us all this stuff, but we're not seeing a return on our investment. It makes no difference. It makes no difference. Mugen's ahead of the curve. Paid drivers don't make the difference that they think they make. Ambassadors do, but we, I mean, seriously, Mugen goes, we ain't notice a difference before Mayfield, during Mayfield, and after Mayfield. The profit margin stayed flat. He made no difference. And he won a ton.
I'd like to actually see more of a detailed list than that, because I would suspect there that is not completely true. I think they probably did some steamrolling with Mayfield.
Yeah.
I guess he wanted more money than they wanted to pay.
That's very possible, too.
Because if you look at, like, I mean, if you factor in, so let's say Mayfield just won DNC, and then they, you know, they're promoting their new buggy, or like Technos promoting their new, well, yeah, I don't know what Techno does. Well,
I heard Techno had a new buggy out there, but go ahead.
Well, but I guarantee more Techno truggies are selling now that Mayfield's winning all this stuff.
Yeah.
Than they were beforehand. So I think you have to look at the seasonality of it. You have to factor in the wins, when he's racing, when he's not racing, availability of parts and products.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, but you can't just say, like, well, our profit was within 1% of when Mayfield was here or wasn't here.
Yeah, and that's, I'm not
really.
The thing of it, too, is you get, I mean, what you're saying is true, but you also got to look at how expensive Mugens are compared to how much Technos are.
Right. You know,
there's a big margin there of, there is, price gap.
But so, also, I'm not the one that came up with the stat. This stat has been floating around the RC industry for a little bit now. Right. So Joe Scaramel checking in.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's that, like, everyone's just speculating because nobody knows, and Mugen's probably not going to come off and tell us.
No.
Because that would be that would be silly of them. So we're just going
to
guess.
I think that was one of those RC backdoor conversations that was never supposed to hit the public. But yeah, anyways, DNC, though, was awesome. Lance Parker just, yeah, Lance Parker just finished snow blowing his driveway. Yeah, I finished right before I got on here, and then I'm going to go out again after. And then, yeah, hopefully I can go to jiu-jitsu tomorrow morning, but it's unlikely because I'll have to clear snow just like I did on Friday. Oh, Scaramel says there needs to be a driving union. Too many talented drivers not getting their fair share. Too many big names not performing, taking the pot. I don't disagree with the big names not performing.
I kind of think that's what Roar should be stepping into.
Right.
A paid performance type thing for the drivers, and then it's kind of like what I think what F1 does, right? So they, you get money based off of how things go.
Yeah,
but that's like so far down the road. Like we,
you're just getting the mess of that was left to you guys squared away.
No, we finally got it in the same room. It's not put away. It's just in the same room. Like we finally got some of it. Like, okay, well, we know what it is now.
Yeah.
What? How do we put it away? How do we fix it? What needs to be improved? And there's just so much stuff that it just takes time.
Right, right. Yeah, Formula One, they do pay on the driver's championship, or not the driver, but the manufacturer's championship. That's why that's pretty important, and that's why it's a big deal when a bottom team scores points, because they get paid off that. eventually at the end of the year, it might not be a lot of money, but it's better than nothing.
Well, not a lot of money compared to the top teams, but it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Yeah, it costs, what was it, $700 million to run a two-car F1 team successfully. I believe that was the number. But that's what I that's an unfathomable game to me. You might as well say it costs $1 trillion, because 700 million and a trillion are both so unobtainable to me that they're the same freaking number.
Yeah.
So what else do we have? Oh, I went racing at the toy box yesterday. No need to go over results, but just the toy box, dude, it's so fun. But when I get there in the morning and the track's green, oh, I'm like, God, I don't know why I come racing here, all that junk. Dude, when AstroTurf is green, it's like I flip and hate it. Just not a great attitude. And then by round two, it's like, this is the best freaking track. I only want to race here. You know what I mean?
That's how it is for most green tracks.
Yeah, but so an example, I got a slow 20 lap run in round one, going slower than a lot of the intermediate guys. And then round two, I got a 23 lap run. So that's a pretty good difference. And I was doing all right in the main. My flipping wing broke. I was late. I'm like, I think I can get one more run out of it. Nope.
Just throw it away, Joe. They're so cheap.
No, I have literally a dozen 7-inch J-Con AstroTurf wings and a half dozen 6.5-inch wings. I like the 6.5-inch for the wheeler and the 7-inch for two wheel. But
well, it makes, so you lost the race on the bench.
Well, I lost like fifth place on the bench.
Yeah, but that's what, yeah, I mean. Like,
exactly.
You should have done better, but you lost on the bench.
No, you're correct. Joe saying there needs to be a bigger purses from the track organizers like PNB, AMS, etc. What are they putting up? No professional lots won't go. Promoters need to pay out bigger. Here's something I saw, and I hate to admit this. JQ is right way too many times, but he says it in the wrong way. So he was like, pros shouldn't be on the same track as non-pro guys. Pros should be a completely separate thing. There should be, you know, X amount max. You should have to be licensed into it, and that's who should be on the track. Perfect example. I don't know who took Brock Champlin out at the INS just now during A3, during the mod, A main number three. But Brock...
I'm sorry.
Oh, Joey got me. Oh, I didn't see.
Just look at Joey.
I'm looking at him.
He perked right up when you mentioned that.
But a backwards car took out Brock Champlin and took away his win.
So, were you watching it?
I saw the clip. And did you see Brock's face?
There's a picture rolling around on Facebook.
Dude, I don't know how.
It's literally.
Here, I was going to say, I'm going to send it to you. Cause
send it to me. I haven't seen it yet. I've been doing baby
stuff. Well, I'll have Joey put it up. Because I feel this picture. I feel this picture. Hold on. So, all right. It's sending. It says it's sent. So, whenever you can. Oh, it says Aiden Horn jumped across the track. Oh, wow. I didn't think it was Aiden Horn.
Oh,
he's too good to be doing that.
Because they kept saying a lapper, a lapper, a lapper. And what I'm sitting here thinking was, I won't mention names, but there was somebody at the, hold on, let me know when it's ready. Oh, hold on. There was somebody at the at one of our NCTS events. Okay, here we go. Add to stage. Look at that face. I feel that so much.
The pure and utter butt clinch. Engage.
He's going. Oh, he's going through 24 scenarios in his head of what he wants to do right then, and 11 of those scenarios is going to get him dropped from Schumacher if he does it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, dude, that's one of the most relatable pitchers in RC right there.
Mm-hmm. We've all been there.
Oh, absolutely. We've all, not at that level, at least not me.
Well, no, but I mean, but we've all had an experience like that. And we've all had close encounters where you're like, I don't know how I made it through, but here I am.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But anyways, what I was saying is there's a dude at an NCTS event in Minnesota who shouldn't have been in mod, but there were so little people running mod that he was in the AAA mains, and he was being a little bit of an issue.
Who?
I said we're not going to mention names.
Oh, I know who we're talking about.
I don't think you do. You'd be...
there's only... From what I think...
It's Joey. Only, we know
no,
it's
Joey. No, it's not Joey.
There's only two people in Minnesota that were at that race.
Matt Olson. Check it in. Matt Olson doing an awesome job with his coverage. Yeah, I watched a little bit this weekend. It looked like a tough track, guys. Do you guys follow Nate Sutherland's dad, Tim? So he's got this thing he does every big race they go to. He's just an older goofball. You know, he picks up body clips. He picks up broken parts and all that. And he creates a little...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he creates a little pile, and you know, normally the pile is about this big. This weekend, the pile was the size of my desk. It's like, whoa, a lot of stuff got busted. It looked like a very fun but unforgiving track. I mean, you know, you have people crossing lanes and getting nailed.
You're welcome for that.
Yeah.
There's somebody watching here that's got an inside joke with me.
No. Gary's wondering, doesn't EFRA have a ranking system for skill level? I believe they do, and like they have different nationals for different level drivers. I think the F1s and F2s run together, the F3s and 4s and 5s are together. They have two separate nationals for what your level is. It's not a bad idea. We have more racers over here, but less racers that are actually Roar members. I believe everybody over, at least in the UK, is an EFRA member.
Yeah, so that's going to be kind of what's, from what I understand, is going to be implemented in Roar over time.
Yeah.
With kind of how things are going. We kind of could do it already, but we just need to decide the criteria for it. And then that's kind of what's going to be.
Ooh, Smith is even watching. Sorry.
Go ahead. Okay,
so that's kind of what is going to be coming of the why regionals are going to be important, because that's how you're going to qualify into nationals.
Right.
If a national event, let's say, gets sold out, like we'll say that the off-road dirt 10 scale or 8 scale,
yeah.
Then your drivers that are pre-qualified from last year's nationals will go, and then the drivers from the regionals will go, and then whatever's left is whoever. I don't know how you decide that.
A pick-em system.
Yeah, I mean, you could do it a variety of ways. You could do it like Worlds where your resume in as well. But so it's going to be important to attend these regionals, and that's kind of where we – I mean, there's just – like I said before, there's so many things that are broken in Roar that we're just fixing them slowly.
Yep, exactly. Well, I'm excited because regionals otherwise are meaningless. One question I do have. So we live in a dead region. We live in region 7. So let's say I want to qualify for the nationals. Region 8 has a pretty hopping regionals. Could I go down to region 8 and possibly qualify? Or is that a question that...
I don't know off the top of my head, but I believe... So right now, it doesn't matter for nationals.
Yeah, I know right now it doesn't, but in the future...
I think that would be established when, in the future, if you have a dead region, you could go... It's crazy that Minnesota is dead.
Well, it's nobody's willing to take over the reins.
I know, but it's just crazy.
Yeah. Oh, Matt Olson. Alan said for once he doesn't feel like he's watching an on-road race at that RC1 race this weekend. Matt Olson says he has a national and world rankings through rcgarage.info for all major classes for everyone that races in the world. So I love the RC Garage. But so, Zach, you're a company owner. Has anybody ever sent you just their RC Garage page? Because I heard that's starting to become like, see, I have, they, instead of a resume, they send their RC Garage profile.
No, and so I don't do, earlier this year, before Tebow and everyone else kind of jumped on the sponsorship bandwagon.
Right.
I announced through DRC that we're going to be sponsoring people differently.
Right.
And
I'm agent.
Right. You're not making it. we're not a big fan of contract customers, which to me, like a contract customer is someone who gets a small discount, like approximately a hobby shop level discount or less, like 30% or less. They just buy from the manufacturer, they cut out the tracks. Our team is a small team and it's probably too big, but that's kind of our marketing arm. Struggle with that a little bit, from both business sides, like, because I don't have like a ton of money to do a lot of marketing,
mm-hmm.
like let's say J Concepts, for example. They right. have a ton of money. They could do the marketing. They don't need a big team. They have the shops already. They're kind of just like dipping their toe in all the things, but everyone's doing it. So yeah. I'm not just picking on J Concepts.
No, but they're a bigger company.
Yeah, but they could pay for advertising and such. Like I try like to do their J Concept race. I think it's like $1,500 for the series, and it's great exposure. And it's great value for the money, but it's $1,500, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big company. Imagine, you know, forking out $1,500. And it does provide some value, but it's so hard to say, even with all the analytics I have available, where that money comes, where the sales come from when I advertise.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean... Almost a smaller company like yours, word of mouth is better. Back when you used to do, back when you guys used to do, you know, you're giving away a set of leads for like 5,000 Facebook followers, stuff like that.
I got to get back to that. It's just,
yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
So much. This is the only thing that I do every 2 weeks, and like I still don't get to like I didn't get to watch DNC because I got baby stuff, and like today I was doing business stuff. And
DNC is so late. I mean, for our time, I mean, I have you. It's 9:05 at your joint right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jacob Schweichberger is wondering, saying he's a little late. Have any of you guys tried to go to Cedar Rapids Crash and Bash? I have not. I know that Lance Parker has. Lance Parker says, it's the good black carpet. So that's good. He can't remember which is which. Oh, geez. Matt Olson says, thank you, DRC, for supporting Mod Live Media live stream waffles. And you know...
Are they good waffles?
They're very... Dude...
Are they flapjack waffles?
Yes. Waffles? I
have a... Speaking of waffles, I have a little waffle maker that's like this big.
Yeah, I've seen those. And it's like, why?
It's very convenient. Because you can make a lot of them. Me!
But why don't you just make one big one?
I live on my own. If I don't want gigantic waffles, and I want like to-go waffles for in the morning when I go to work.
I used to make these protein waffles that were like, had 40 grams of protein in them, but they were so pasty that oh man, I couldn't drink enough water to, anyways. Oh, Ben must have won something. He goes, Matt's waffle was really nice to me today. Heck yeah. I love seeing guys from this area win. I want to say, Rick Andrig won something recently too. You know, that's the thing. I'm never lucky in waffles. I won one a month or two ago. I won another B7. What?
You would have no idea how much freaking money I've spent on waffles.
You, me. It's a problem.
I put in $500 in one spot for a race car.
Oh.
I was off by one number.
Oh.
$500, man.
Oh, Ben won twice. He won the SC6.4 and something else. Zach.
The only time I've ever won a waffle is at, well, I guess you really can't say it's a waffle, but the giveaway that Scaramo does at
Boosted, yeah.
That was the only time I've ever won anything in a waffle.
Yeah.
And it was a head heater and a bevy cooler.
Yeah, the bevy cooler is nice.
That is pretty cool. I'll give that. It, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, go ahead, Zach. Yeah, you don't like gambling?
No, I think it's fine. You people, not you people, but like everyone who wants to do gambling, it just doesn't get my go. It's not for me. I tried it. It's, but I think it's a great way to raise funds for activities like what Elite does with Keenan.
Yeah.
I second Hogarth on this. Yes. I could not go to a Waffle House and win a waffle, even if I tried.
Yeah. He goes, they should call it donuts. Yeah, they call it donuts because when I get in the waffles, I get the middle of the donut. Yeah. You know, I do like the Keenan. I always participate in the Keenan waffles too. But like there's a guy who's like out in Nebraska that does these team tactical ones. And it's like, you know, 50 spots for a, 50 spots for a kit, you know, X, Y, Z. I participated in so many waffles and he's like, dude, I've never seen somebody lose as much as you. You've never won one. And this has been years now. It's getting to the point of being ridiculous. But anyway,
it's just part of it. That's like when I gamble, like when I go to the casino or something, yeah. I just look at it as a charitable donation.
It is.
Because that's, I like.
Well, that depends.
No, you don't have a system.
Cards or are we playing slots?
No, we're not. We're gambling in general. We're not trying to cheat the system here.
Okay. Eric says, embrace the suck, Joe. Yeah. So I have another Yari story for you. One time, Yari used to airbrush my RC car bodies and used to live by a casino. And so I went and picked up a couple bodies and my wife and Yari and I all went to the casino. And Yari was playing blackjack with us and he didn't realize that he was counting cards. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Yari. Because all of a sudden he's like, look, the dealer's going to pull a queen. Watch, he's going to pull a red queen of some kind. Boom, queen of hearts. I'm like, shut up, Yari. Like, he saw it. He didn't realize what he was doing. And he's saying what everybody's going to get. I'm like, dude, that's going to get us booted. Yeah.
You should ask Yari about Next time you see him, ask him about his pickles.
Oh.
It's a very funny story that I have been waiting years to hear how it went.
I'll have to. I'll have to maybe actually have to give him a phone call for that one. Because Yari, he hasn't come back to Minnesota anymore.
No?
No.
Joey, what are you looking at? Did you get a spicy Tinder picture?
No. There's... Are you familiar with the Dirt Late Model world?
I am.
So, there's a race going on in Ohio right now. I got a playing on my other monitor while we're
chatting. Which track? Which Ohio track? Are they in Toledo? Atomic. Okay. I got
it's
you.
It's the Lucas Oil Late Model Series.
Gotcha.
There's some slicing and dicing going on over here.
Good. But I went to the casino a couple weeks ago. The wife and I went to Diamond Joe's on the border of Minnesota and Iowa. And I've never felt like I was cheated until then. Because I played a shoe or two. I lost every single hand, but the nonsense the dealer was pulling. He would have a six showing, and then it would be like a five and a 10. Or he'd have a seven showing and pull a four and a 10. He pulled more 21s than I've ever seen. In my life, I don't know how he did it, because people got up and left the table and came to the table and left the table. It's
funny story about 21s. So, dealer was showing a 7.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So
potentially 17. You never want to do anything when you personally have two face cards.
Right.
Never, especially on a 7. You never. But it was the beginning of the shoot. It was me and two other people.
Did you split them?
I did split them. God damn it. I asked them.
God damn it.
I asked them, can I split these? Will you guys get mad if I split these? And they're like, no, go ahead. It's your money. Go ahead. Guess what happened?
You effed the table.
Four in a row.
So you just had to keep splitting.
I had to keep splitting. The face card, all aces.
Nice. That's awesome.
But everybody looked at me. They went, how the hell did you just do that?
Keenan checking in from the No Name RC podcast. Yeah, Keenan, we're just talking about you a lot. good things mostly. All good things, obviously. So, I got a couple like news items. Oh, Joey, I made a decision next year for Dirt Oval. I'm going to get
Please tell me getting a sprint car.
Yep. And I'm getting a late model, and they're both going to be custom works.
That is where you're going wrong.
Yeah,
really turned me off.
God, I
got excited.
Should I do GFRP?
That's a hell of a lot better than custom works.
All right, I just don't want to do the conversion gig anymore.
So with the conversion gig,
no, oh,
if you're going to do a conversion, I suggest the Velocity.
Yeah, Velocity, it's familiar.
It's proven, right?
Well, yeah.
The Velocity Sprint Car and the Velocity Late Model have been proven to be winners. I mean, the Velocity left side chassis just won the Chili Bowl.
Yes.
A 12 mil or a 13 mil big bore shock.
Yeah.
Is going to be, for what we do around here, going to be way better than those small bore shocks.
I might go balls deep into oval like I am with fifth scale, but we'll talk about that later. A couple local things. Lucky 13, it's coming back. Joey, you don't know the Lucky 13, and Zach, you don't know the Lucky 13 because you're not from around here.
I do know about the Lucky 13.
So it's kind of funny. A year ago, Scotty sent me a message Facebook. He built my sim racing rig. You know, he does these little odd jobs. Scotty owns the Lucky 13. He quit running it, or he shut it down a few years back, because he took over a friend's towing company who passed away, who got nailed on the side of the road. Keenan's telling me to go deep. Jacob's wondering, are you going to Ireland for the INS race? I'm planning on it. I don't know. I don't think Fitzsimmons is. That's a weird time. June's a weird time for us, but I'm planning on it. But anyway, so Scotty goes, Joe, you got to say on the podcast that we're closed. I'm like, why? He goes, because somebody went onto my property while only my daughter was home and got arrested. Look, because the guy was looking for a track, and the track is on his property. But they are coming back. I guess they have a new building, so it's going to probably be a bigger track. It's going to be a better clay. So we're going to have clay off-road within 2 hours of the Twin Cities. But it's probably going to be in the summertime. But also, Scotty is going to be opening up a hobby shop, like a legitimate storefront, and they're going to run oval there as well in the actual town of Osseo, Wisconsin. Because Scotty's out on a farm, like in the middle of nowhere, but the actual town of Osseo, Wisconsin. So he's waiting to get his Horizon deal up, and then I'm planning on having him on here to talk about it, because that's going to be super rad. I'm super pumped about it. So that's one new... Huh? Go ahead.
I mean, hit me up, Joe.
Yeah.
Send me his info.
I will.
If he needs any DRC stuff.
Oh, yeah. So, in more local news, I get this out of the way for you, Zach, so we can start talking about national stuff ASAP. So the hobby farm in the Iron Range RC Club are starting a dirt oval series for outdoor. The dates are going to be May 4th at Hobby Farm, July 20th at the Iron Range, August 3rd at Hobby Farm, and September 14th. Yeah, go for it. At the Iron Range. The tracks are going to be street stock. This one was a little funky. They're going to have a 13.5 motor for street stock. I mean, I suppose for the bigger track, it's whatever. They're going to have slash mod. Slash mod is mud boss, ain't it?
Slash mod can be, yes.
Yeah. SC mod, late model. They're going to have Midwest mod, wing sprint, bandit sprint, and yeah. It's going to be good time.
Fun time.
Yeah, I'm hoping to make at least one of them.
It's oval racing. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, sometimes it sucks. But sometimes all racing sucks. Don't get me wrong.
True.
Oh, man. Did you see Zach Rose was selling some of his cars?
I maybe had a peek at it.
I got tempted right there. Also in notes, let's see, I might have to wait for Zach. So yeah. Ooh, we got a couple more things, but we got to wait for Zach. Alan Smith says Spec/Max class. Alan, I've never been to Iron Range, but you could definitely do that in Ogilvy. The track is big enough. They run fifth scale up there.
They're running that series on the indoor track.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I thought they were doing it on the outdoor track. Maybe. Oh, then I'm definitely going to hit one of the hobby farm ones because I don't have to reset up a car. Okay. That'd be cool if you got it to run on slicks. Alan's just it'd be cool. Go ahead. Alan's a Traxxas guy at heart. Sorry, go ahead, Joey.
I was going to bug him one time and tell him, whoa! Sorry. I was going to bug him one time and tell him to turn that slash into a slash mod.
Yeah. He really liked that slash. I don't know why he hasn't been racing this winter. I don't know. Well, he's got a new baby, right?
Yeah.
So he's got like a 3-year-old and a new baby. Yeah. Gary's saying you could probably run slicks at Iron Range. Yeah. I mean, but definitely going to hit one of them. May 4th, I will not be hitting up because I'm going to Vegas. So Zach was talking about, well, this isn't even a comparison. I've been trying to get my fist scale ready for Vegas, and you said we're talking about $1,500. I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of feeling that pain right now getting my truck ready.
Speaking of trucks, when you ordered your T4, did it come with a body?
No.
Really?
Nope. They don't come with bodies anymore. I want to say the buggy did. I don't know if the B4.1 does.
That would have been nice to know.
Yeah. No, they don't come with. So get whatever flavor you'd like pretty soon.
Well, I ordered 3 more bodies, 2 e-buggy bodies and a truck body, but I thought it came with a body, so I was going to use the body that came with the truck as my practice body.
Your .2 body will work fine, I believe. So, big news coming out of IFMAR. The A-Scale Off-Road Worlds in Brazil is canceled. They couldn't get some paperwork together right or something like that. So they have a month to come up with another acceptable track, and there's 3 in the works right now. And I'm going to go to Keenan's page because he has a list of them. And
that would be the No Name RC podcast?
Yes. Right? Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I go there often. So
each other a little love.
Yeah, we're looking at Speed Paradise in Buenos Aires, Argentina. They're the that would make me upset because they held the Worlds back in 2012, and there was so much scamming and extortion out of the racers. It was ridiculous, like through the airport, you know, getting to, like when they were at the track, it was fine. But getting to the airport or getting through the airport and customs and all that crap, they weren't having it. Let's see. What's that? It's Fibolarc. It's in Santa Cruz, Bolivia. And you have Femerac in Guadalajara, Mexico. Now, you think Brazil's dangerous. You don't know about Guadalajara, Mexico. That is not a friendly spot from what I've heard. But they have a month to present something to IFMAR, and if it seems to not be acceptable, they're going to kick it back to EFRA, and it's going to be held in Europe. So, what do you guys think is going to happen? Zach, what do you think is going to happen with this?
I think it's going back to Europe.
Yeah. What do you think, Joey?
I don't follow it as much, so I really can't say.
Dude, this happened yesterday or Friday. It just happened.
Yeah. I think maybe Thursday or Friday it was announced that they didn't have the permits.
Yeah.
And then, like yesterday or Friday, it was announced that the 3 tracks had put in like whatever you got to try and replace them. But I don't know. I haven't done any research on those tracks or anything. I've been busy doing other stuff.
The only one that has hard to say. Yeah, the only one that has a shot is going to be Argentina because, like I said, they've held a world and the track was phenomenal. It was awesome.
I mean, why do you say that?
Why do I say it was just a good track? It was. Once they were in and once they were at the track and they were doing the track hotel restaurant gig, it was fine. It was just getting in the country. There are some horror stories. So.
But yeah, why not The Guadalajara, Mexico, I understand, but what about the Bolivia? Like, I don't know anything about Bolivia.
I don't either. That's why I don't comment on. I have no idea about Bolivia. I don't know if it's nice. I don't know if it's a horrible rundown, whatever. I don't know what the crime rates are. I know nothing about Bolivia, so I really can't speak about it. I mean, but it would be, if it's a safe spot, it would be cool to go some, you know. I'm sure it's expensive.
You could say the same thing for America.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's expensive. But dude, imagine, Ungaro's, if it goes back to Efra, bring it to Ungaro's track in Italy. Ooh. That thing's phenomenal. Scaramel says, bring it to, it should be hosted at the Mall of America. Oh, man.
Depends on the time of the year. I mean, Worlds aren't cheap. Like, I'm going to Worlds now, and besides the car kit,
yes,
which I bought a new kit for that, which most of the people that are, like, the pros that are watching don't have to pay for that. And they're not going to have to pay for most of the other stuff. But, like, so I bought a new kit.
What kit
did you buy? The Automatics 800.
Yeah,
good choice. So I made there's only two kits I would, maybe three for asphalt. And I just have more people I associate with on the Awesomatics team. So yeah. I got, it's just easier for me to get setup help. And if something would break, so kit, electronics, the flight there and back was like, I want to say it was, I think it was like $900 to California from Louisville.
Yeah.
It would be cheaper from a bigger airport, but also I don't want to drive 4 hours to O'Hare.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 6 hours to O'Hare.
Right.
So I could go for like $600 if I flew out of O'Hare, but I don't live near O'Hare.
Yeah.
And then you have the $450 entry plus the Roar membership for the year, which I would do anyway, but so it's $500. And that's before kit, tire cost at the event. I did get a hotel as yep. well. You know, that was like, I think $1,200 or something.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to split that, but still, like, it's not expensive. This is the most expensive race I've gone to, and I'm not even leaving the country.
No. Gary says that's more dangerous than Guadalajara. I'm guessing he's talking about Mall of America.
That'd be pretty cool, though, if there was a race held.
I looked into it.
I looked into it.
There's no way you can make your money back. But if you were to hold a race, you know that place where they have like dance competitions and like big orchestra concerts and all that crap, Joey, that big area.
I think I know what you're talking about.
To rent that for a weekend is like $60,000 or $80,000. Yeah.
It's nuts.
It is. Absolutely nuts. So, and then,
That makes me wonder, too. What if, like, how PNB is held at that big rodeo arena?
It all depends, because I go to Joey. I asked Joey Christensen last year when he was packing up for Silver State. That's another expensive race. I go, so how much is it to rent all this? I'm like, it's like $20,000. He laughs. He's like, no, it's way more. So I think he has to hit that 800 to 1,000 entry mark to make it worth his time.
I don't doubt it. I mean, you'd have to.
Yeah.
I mean, you're renting out a casino. Well, not a casino, but you're renting out a...
the main arena.
The main arena for a big event like that. It's going to cost money.
Yeah. So they do... so... we run, Zach, on the horse like arena floor.
I went to PNB last year.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's got to be.
How was that?
I went as a manufacturer, not as a driver.
Oh, so you actually got to sleep.
Yes. That was, but I went with the guys from Hoosier RC. I did sleep longer than they did because they wanted to get there earlier to do their qualifying and like that kind of stuff. Like, I don't care what, like, I just got there by 10. So I got up at like 8 and then ate breakfast at the hotel and then, you know, drove an extra car there. So, but it was cool. I got to drive on the track once with the really big jump. I think I talked about this last time, but it was really hard to judge the depth of the track, especially as an on-road racer. Our biggest track's like 100 by 50.
Right.
So I have problems when I go to Hoosier RC and race on their track, and I think, I don't know how big it is, but let's say it's 150 by 100.
Yeah.
Those back corners are hard for me. But it was a really cool race. I didn't expect that many people. I don't know why. I didn't really look at the entry list or anything. I kind of, like, some guys from Hoosier said they were going. Lance, who announces it, said I should go, and kind of hooked me up with Dave, and and we and I got to go as a manufacturer, and it was cool, but at the same time, the races that big are really weird. I don't know if you get a good value for your money, and especially for how long you have to be there. But a lot of races are becoming that big that are good, but I don't know how to, like, really fix that. Because in, like, on-road, it's, like, we'll say there's We'll say there's 150 drivers.
Right.
Generally, there's controlled practice, and this is like a big event, like snowbirds.
Yeah.
Snowbirds, maybe more. But there's like controlled practice where you go out there and you have like a 3-minute run or whatever with people like your speed, and you could do that 3 or 4 times outside of open practice.
Right.
Like every hour or 2 hours or however the schedule works out. So it's kind of okay. And then you have some downtime, you dick around and work on your car and do whatever. And at Hoosier, like for their INS race, or the Clash Champions, where you have like 500 entries, dude, it's stand in line for half an hour to get up the driver's stand.
Yep.
Drive for 5 minutes, go out and marshal for 5 minutes, go back to your pit, swap out the stuff on your car that you want to change real quick, put a fresh battery in, clean sauce the tires, and go stand in line again.
Yep.
It sucks.
That does suck. Yeah. So,
and being that Psycho is 24 hours, yes, you get a lot of time. But during the day when everybody wants to run, they can't because they're standing in line for an hour and a half.
Yeah, they made a rule last year that
track condition.
Yeah, track condition is huge. They made a rule last year that that you can't have like stand in like fillers because all the certain guys would hire certain guys to stand in line for them.
Mm-hmm. I thought about going to Psycho this year, but maybe next year.
So Silver State, I say I run Silver State adjacent because I run on the Fiscal program. And what I like about this Fiscal program, there's like 125 to 150 entries. So it's Silver State adjacent. You're still kind of part of it, but you get to run. And I like that, but man, it costs me, Silver State cost me $1,500 before vehicle maintenance. That's hotel, flight, and food, and entry fee.
That's kind of normal if you fly, though.
I know. I kicked around.
You not rooming with anybody?
No, I snore too bad.
Oh, I know somebody that could fly for free.
Yeah, but I freaking So for a while, it's like I lost weight. I stopped snoring, but then I got into the striking side of what I do, and I got punched in the nose a bunch, and I started snoring again. Like today, because of the snowstorm, there were only four of us in the gym today. So, and we all know each other, and we all have good table manners. So we threw the 4-ounce gloves on and did some MMA rounds. And yeah, I got popped a couple of good times. I'm like, oh, this is gonna hurt probably tomorrow. Chaz is under his. Go ahead.
I don't know how you can go get punched in the face voluntarily and then be fine.
But you can do it to somebody else, though, Joey. That's a point.
They're not going 100%.
No, we're going with the 4-ounce gloves. We're going 20%.
It's just like
still being voluntarily punched in the face.
It's a tap. But
I don't care. You're still getting punched in the face.
No,
it's not that bad. Go to a gym. You'll
yeah,
be fine.
Every once in a while, one hits clean. Like I
no.
No, that's not the same thing.
Go to MMA gym.
Yeah, I accidentally.
Or even jiu-jitsu.
Yeah,
like you get kneed in the face.
Oh yeah.
Often, once or twice a night, like I'll get kneed in the face or elbowed or like get. One of the guys there calls it getting oil checked.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
How it happens, dude.
Voluntarily go get beat the shit beat out of you.
Because you can do it too, Joey.
I understand that.
Because you just got to keep your inner bitch in check.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Your bitch is keeping you at your personal gym.
It's a lot like RC car racing. You get better every time you go out there. But like, I feel bad. Like, I accidentally flipped a kid's liver today, and he's like 20, 21, and he got his liver flipped last week too by another guy. I'm like, I felt bad because I did it, but yet again, get your guard right so I can't kick you in the liver. Chaz is wondering, when are we going to get a good carpet track in Minnesota? Chaz, there might be things in the works. I can't talk about it, but there might be things. Joe Scaramel says last year the wait time wasn't that bad in line at PNB. And then Joe says he loves it that I make it fun. And it's like, then you can dish it out too. Yeah, that's the point. You could also dish it out. I mean, you don't have to just sit there and get sometimes, especially with jiu-jitsu, we have a couple brown belts in there. I get smashed for an entire 5-minute round. And probably tapped out two times, maybe three. But they're like,
you're doing pretty good.
But they're like, hey, you really made me work for it. And it's like, you just give them the finger. It's like,
so the cool thing is, a lot of those upper belts will work with you.
Yeah.
Especially like above, like a higher blue belt or like a purple or above.
Yeah.
They'll work with you. Like, I have a lot of the brown belts at my gym who I roll with, and then after the roll or after they tap me out or whatever.
Yeah.
Normally they tap me out.
Yeah.
But I'll be like, well, what do you think about this and this? And then they'll be like, oh, well, you suck at this. Like, here's how you can fix that.
Yeah.
I mean, they say it nicely, but
no, I know, but that's the thing too. It's it's kind of the opposite. Like, they'll flow roll with me really nice, and they'll show you things then, but when it's full on go, there's no love or mercy. I mean, I do a podcast with one of those guys, and he tried tapping me out to Mother's Milk the other day. And he almost got it. If I didn't turn my head, if I didn't get my head to turn, like, I ground my neck into the mat to get my head to turn. I'm like, I'm not going to tap. I'm not tapping to this. But anyways, enough of the, because RC guys, most of them don't care about jiu-jitsu. I got a couple more news items and a couple of questions. JL Kilgore checking in. What's the topic? Well, we just got done talking about DNC and the A-Scale Worlds and the Costa Racing and all that stuff. But we're going to talk right now. Live RC is hiring right now because they have a contract with Roar to do, is it every national event? and Live RC is not selling sponsorship on their end, so the track can make money on sponsorship. I think that was something I read.
Let me go and check, because I don't remember the exact thing.
There was something about sponsorship in there to where, because I know that was a problem in the past that Live RC would sell sponsorship and then the track would go to, you know, company XYZ and be like, hey, sponsor the Nats. Or like, why should I? I'm sponsoring the broadcast and that's what everybody watches.
Yeah, so Live RC will no longer seek sponsorships for media coverage at national events, allowing the tracks to sell the sponsorships, which includes the media coverage.
Yep.
Live RC will have a broadcast announcer to announce the sponsorships. Yeah.
But
what's the gist?
That being said, Live RC is hiring. I was halfway thinking about putting my hat in that ring, but they only a couple people hate me, Zach. And the guys at Live RC are one of the people that hate me.
But that's
another, because it was back when they weren't being pushed and their coverage wasn't great. And then Brandon must have done a talk to text, because I was literally about ready getting jiu-jitsu and there was just this one really long paragraph. I'm like, oh, why do you talk like this on your pod? Why do you do this? Why blah blah? Why are you talking about Live RC? I'm like, because it's not good anymore. That's why, you know.
It still needs improvement.
Yes. Oh, dude. It was cutting in out at DNC like crazy, and it was the. Don't get me wrong, Charlie and Scotty always do a fantastic job behind the microphone.
There's not saying they're not doing a good job. You know, like we're doing a good job, but could we improve? Sure.
I could improve myself, but, and I know how to do it. I just,
But that's the thing. Like there's a lacking of some kind of technology, in there that isn't lacking in other places. Like, right. You know, you have,
You have Mod.
RCGP.
Yep.
And Mod.
You have Mod.
You know,
have,
there's a bunch of companies.
I want to say the one Keen. Elite, yes, and there's another one too that I mean
in the Northeast, yeah.
Yeah, but now they're all pushing each other, which is great, and I'm happy about it. It's getting Live RC is getting better, but yeah, it's funny. It's they don't look at me, they don't talk to me, they don't. Oh man, they flipping hate me at Live RC. So I'll go do a little bit of coverage with Mod Media. It's where I belong anyway, because I like the Mod guys.
That's nice.
Yeah. Austin's checking in. Austin working on that sport compact for the summertime.
Hornet.
Yeah.
So compact is a Hornet.
It's a Hornet. So yeah, all I got now is a couple of questions and we can get out of here and hopefully I don't have to snowblow when I'm done on this.
Build my new kit for me?
Yeah. No. And although I could build it really fast. JR was saying it would be awesome to mention the new Dirt Oval series. I already did. Cam is wondering, any comments from the INS this weekend at RC1? We talked about it a little bit. It looked flipping hard. The track did. What's a couple tires of choice locally for A scale buggy? I gotta say, green and blue reflexes off the bat. What else do you think, Joey? If you can get them, blue Cosmos are nice for FTR. Oh yeah. Have you ever ran a Cosmo at FTR? Oh, you're missing it. You're missing it.
The only thing closest I've ever ran to a Cosmo is an Impact.
Okay. But yeah, see, Scaramel knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. I did, Jeremiah, we talked about Lucky 13 coming back, or a new track, carpet track maybe coming. Yeah. Yeah, Joe says Cosmos. Fritz is saying, tell your daddy better show up for the challenge. You got to tell him, man. So, yeah, but you can't go wrong with reflexes. And if you're looking at FTR, I like the Cosmos a lot personally. But just get them in green and blue. It's not uncommon, but somewhat rare to where we get into the aquas and the harder compounds.
When it's hot and there's a groove.
Yeah. And that doesn't happen often.
MNRC.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that because Justin Dokken is... Austin said he only ran Reflex. It's a very safe tire. And it is. And sometimes it's the tire to be on. Justin is saying, what? Let everyone know this year at Southern Minnesota RC Raceway, we are giving away a brand new Techno e-buggy kit at the MNRC race and some other great prizes. Racers only drawing. You get one ticket per racer, so everyone has the same chance to win. So... Cool. That's going to be a blast. That's one of those tracks, man. I like Southern, but that place gets cement hard, and you got to be prepared on tires. If, I mean, yeah. But
I gotta talk to the homies on the committee about possibly running that race.
Oh yeah, yeah, you should, because I'm going to be running Loose Nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then obviously Sean's doing FTR, and then I'm sure Southern and Duluth and whatever. What's the final race?
Ricks.
I'm sure that's all wide up in the air. So anyways, yeah, that's all we got. Joe saying Cosmos in blue over green. Yeah, that's right, Joe. Green tends to collapse. Blue is great and safe, and it has pretty good wear too. So. Yeah, that's all we got. Do you guys got anything new? Anything you want to end this on?
I bought a new truck kit.
Yeah. Finally. So. Yeah.
We've been ripping, actually. We've ran a few times now.
Yeah, and then it snowed a shit ton.
Actually, I was out there yesterday and we were running laps.
Where?
Sean's.
How was his track clear?
He went and snowblowed the face of the jumps off. Not snowblowed, but went out there with a blower and he blew the faces of the jumps off. And the track was dry.
Yeah.
There wasn't a mud puddle in sight.
Well, that's crazy.
Well, you got to think, all the frost came up through the track like a month ago.
So yeah.
There's no frost in the track to make any puddles anymore. So all this snow is doing is nothing.
Right, sure. You're not letting it melt in. So... Gotcha. All right. Well, yeah. Probably catch you guys in another 2 weeks or so. Hopefully, I'll have my fifth scale ready so I can show it off on camera with that new mod body. I'm excited for it.
I should have my new truck built by then, too.
Yeah. So.
I'm hoping to have my car finished.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on electronics.
What kind of electronics are you? What's the ESC? You're going with these days?
Well, so full disclosure, I run for Phantom.
Yes.
However, Phantom is not IFMAR approved, so I'm not going to run their electronics in my car.
Okay.
So their battery's not even approved, so I can't even run the battery.
Oof, that sucks.
I'm going to play it safe and go with Hobby Wing for ESC. And apparently the 4.5 motor is what you should run on asphalt because the 5.0 isn't enough.
Oh, that sounds so crazy to me. That sounds so crazy to me.
I'm bringing the 5.0. I have mine turned down. Every time I turn my car down to a point, I go faster.
Right.
Figuring out how to eliminate the wheel spin and create the power band where I like it. I have a really nice area now, and I'm okay at mod. I do okay.
Yeah.
I'm not like Kemp or Sam, but I'm okay.
Okay.
No, I'm sure it's a fine ESC. It's probably not going to be IFMAR approved.
That's the thing. They got to be IFMAR approved, not just ROAR.
Right.
What's that one ESC with digital display?
Also RAM?
Yes. Did that cross your mind ever?
I can't change the wires out easily. I'm assuming you can solder on the PCB board, but it may mess with some, because I don't know what's going on in that ESC. So they should probably, I'm sure there's a reason why.
Yeah.
But I don't know, and nobody runs it, and I'm tired of being on an island. I was on an island for a long time, and I'm still bitter from it. And I'm just not going back there. So I'm playing it safe with the Hobby Wing. I know where to set the timing. I know where to set the settings. Battery-wise, I'm going with a 4800 or a 5000 shorty pack.
Okay.
That's what Lex Tyler and Jacob Cruz have been running out there at Bakersfield.
Yep.
So,
all right. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, all right. Little nugget at the end. Well, we're going to end this. I'm Joser Jr. And with me were my co-hosts, Joey Fitzsimmons and Zach Donathan. And we have ran out of talent. Have a good night, guys.
Later, y'all.